Okay. I'll repeat what I said. Title of the episode. Late start, had to poop.
Yeah.
That's why we're having a late start tonight, man.
Yeah.
So how's it going?
It's going.
It's going. Jay,
we're just scraping by every week.
You know what? It just feels like that. That's how life is these days. You just scrape by.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So what's the drama in your life this week?
Let's see. Our oven stopped working a few weeks ago, and I just got the part to fix it, and it wasn't the part I needed.
No.
So,
oh, no.
But, so we thought the heat sensor went out. So I got one off Amazon. It was only $15. So I go to replace it yesterday, and I pull it out, and everything looks fine. But one of the connectors for the heating element just broke. So that was I just had to go to Lowe's and get a new connection for it.
Yep.
So kind of jerry-rig it back into place. It's working for now.
Okay. That's good.
This is the second issue we've had with this stove where the heating element did go out and we had to replace it. And that was the night before Thanksgiving and we're having everyone over.
I remember you telling me that story. Yeah. I remember that. What, do you mind if I ask what model or like what brand is that? Is it like LG's, Samsung?
Samsung.
KitchenAid? Samsung. Okay. Yeah. So we have a Samsung too. We just haven't had the issues you've been having, I guess.
Yeah.
And knowing what I know now after reading so many different user comments online, when you kind of go on Reddit or just the, you know, internet, just go out in the world online, Samsung is just not the way to go, I don't think, as far as appliances go.
Yeah. No, so we've had refrigerator issues on our Samsung, and it's because the back freezes up, and then you get this giant chunk of ice in there, and it stops the fan from working.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So we've had to move everything out of our kitchen fridge into the garage fridge, unplug it, let it thaw out, break the ice off. But we got a newer fridge, so we haven't had that issue.
Yeah.
And that's now my beer fridge in the basement, and there's like, I don't know.
And so, okay, but the new one you have, that's not Samsung though, correct?
It actually is, and it's one where they fixed that issue.
They fixed the issue, okay.
Yeah.
And well, the thing is though, that once if you buy all appliances that match, you kind of want it to match across the brands. And that's one thing that's, if you come into our, that's what makes us different. Our family's just stupid when it comes to that stuff. I got one brand for fridge, one brand for dishwasher, one brand for stove and microwave. At least the stove and the microwave match. But
That's how it was at our old house.
Yeah,
because they took the fridge with them, so we just went out and bought a random fridge.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So, okay, well, hey. Well, that does suck, because as far as cooking goes, that doesn't make it very easy to cook if you don't have your stove working.
You know what?
It
really wasn't that bad, because we use our Ninja Foodie for almost everything at this point, or Stovetop.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right, that's good.
Yeah. The only thing it really impacted was Friday night pizza.
Oh, well, so yeah, have that happen.
We were going to Little Caesars every week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, and all things considered, having to replace a few parts on the stove, I guess it could be worse as long as you're able to still eat and whatnot. So that's not too bad.
Yeah,
it's just frustrating. It's annoying more than anything.
That's part of the reason it took a couple weeks to fix it is I was in no rush.
Yeah,
so
I hear you.
Yep. Plus, it's impossible to find the serial number for it. You have to like open up the side of it and look down, and it's in real small print, and like I had to take a picture of it and expand the picture so I could read the numbers.
You sound so old, dude.
I know.
I can't see it, it's too small.
First world problems.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Same with us. It's just more car problems every week. Is just another car problem. So
yeah,
this time it's the truck that went in for safety emissions. They failed me on the muffler. Got to get a new muffler. But then I took it to go to the place because I took it to the dealer that's right down the street. It's literally right down the street.
Yeah.
Take it in them, and then they go, well, we don't do that kind of repair. You got to take it somewhere else to do the repair. I'm like, okay, whatever. Take it to a garage that I trust and I like them. And I take it to them. They try to put the truck on the lift. The guy calls me and goes, hey, your truck's pretty old, isn't it? I go, yeah, you could tell what year it's from. What do you mean it's pretty old? He goes, well, it's a little rusted on the bottom. I was like, it's old. It's going to have some rust because it doesn't sit in a garage. I don't have a garage. And he goes, Well, I tried to take it on the lift. It started making a really loud cracking sound. So I think your frame might be starting to go. And I was like, oh my God.
Ooh.
Oh my God. And he goes, yeah, I'm surprised they passed you on safety for the frame. I go, they sure didn't fail me for it till what'd you do to it?
Yeah.
And so now it's a whole thing. He goes, you might want to, yeah, something's got to be done about that. And I go, you got any suggestions? He goes, we don't do that. And I call the dealer. Do you guys take care of this? No, we don't do anything with that. Dealer doesn't do it. Repair shops don't do it. What do I do? Do I just throw this thing away? You tell me what to do. And no solutions just yet. Me and my father-in-law are working on something. We're going to try to figure it out. Maybe I got to take it all the way out to Herman to get it on his lift. And then we're going to have to see what we can do from there and see if it's worth saving at this point or not.
Oof.
Or I might just, I'm going to try to see if we know for a fact we get to pass inspection because they only failed us for two things. And I fix one of them, I just gotta pass the other one, get to pass inspection, then as long as I get to pass, then I could, if we so choose to sell it, I could then sell it because it's past inspection.
Yeah,
but it's just, yeah, I don't know. Again, first world problems as far as fucking cars go, but I'm just one problem after another when it comes to that. And yeah. Then with work, I'm working this new project, and it's a 10-7 shift, or sorry, 10:30-7 shift.
Ooh.
It's a day killer. It's
yeah.
It's late enough in the morning where you're like, it's 2 in the morning. I don't feel like going anywhere to do early morning stuff.
Yeah.
But then so late at night, everything starts closing like right around when you're done. By the time I'm done doing this project, my mind is just mush, and I'm like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do a single thing in the world right now.
Yep.
I think I got to get through the month. Hopefully, if I get through the month, then maybe I'll get off the project, but we'll see. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's okay. Got a job. Blessed to have a job. Blessed to have health. Got our lives. All that good stuff.
Yeah.
Things will get, we'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah. So.
I still want to make the argument that life is harder now than it was back in the 80s. Maybe it wasn't. I agree life was harder in the 40s. Like, okay. Obviously, life anytime before the 70s, I think, was super hard.
Yeah.
Because, especially depending on who you were, right? But I'm saying from the 80s, things got pretty darn good in the world. Everything seemed to be getting a lot better. See, people seem to be doing pretty well for themselves.
Yeah.
Nowadays, everything just, either we complain a lot more or we're more vocal about it, maybe. I don't know what it is. But everything just sucks. Everything sucks all the time. And I understand that things could always be way worse than what they are. But I swear, things are just awful all the time.
Well,
we're always saying the same thing every week. God, I just got to get through this week. And it's like, you're getting through this week to what? Go deal with the same shit next week too?
Yeah.
What are we getting to? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So I think people are just more vocal now just because of social media and everyone's opinion matters.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm waiting for that break where things is like you said, can I have a week where something doesn't break? Or
yeah.
Can I have a week where everything just goes right? Where it never goes right. Life, and I guess that's the lesson to learn from it. Life will never go the way you want it to. Totally get it. But it'd be nice if it did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just every once in a while.
Right. Exactly. You need something positive to happen. This is the thing I'm missing from my life. I don't have a lot to look forward to, and nothing positive ever happens.
Yeah.
Something really positive to happen and something to look forward to. That's what I need. But that's just me being a curmudgeon. I'm sure there are, and I'm just seeing the negative, and I need to look for the positive.
Yeah.
Although, I'm not going to allow this podcast to go on for two reasons right now. First, we need to get your beer out of the way. Get your beer out of the way. What are you drinking?
Okay, I got another one from Bluewood Brewing. They're downtown St. Louis. It's called Charlie's Itch West Coast IPA.
Charlie's Itch. That doesn't sound right, to be honest with you. That sounds gross.
It's okay. Got a carrot top looking guy in a laboratory with like everything blown up around him.
Okay.
6.5% ABV.
Eh, not Spirit World.
No. So,
all right, out of five, what do you give it?
Probably three and a half.
You're always too kind. I could tell when you go, that's a two or a one.
No, I like it. There's not many West Coast IPAs like this anymore that are super bitter like they used to be.
Okay. So, okay, that's the beer you're drinking. Okay, the second reason why this podcast cannot go on is I needed to ask you a question of, did your wife and you get hacked in regards to a home air purity smelling thing, or what the hell is that all about? Is that legit? No. Or what are you guys doing? Are you guys trying to sell shit? Are you doing like multi-level marketing or whatever that thing's called?
No, Aaron saw my Uncle Jim did something like this, and they come out and they try to sell you this air purifier system. We were selected to get the little like room size model for free, and they give it the whole spiel. And the guy comes and he's like, "Oh, it'll take an hour. I'll be there at 6 o'clock." I'm like, "Okay, well, I'm making dinner when he shows up at six for the kids." And he starts talking. He's a nice guy. It's a really cool thing. It would be great for my allergies and asthma. So he goes through his pitch. And he shows us this thing, and you can hook a. It's got attachments to be a vacuum cleaner too, and it picks up. Like, it's a great product. Mm-hmm. And we're like, "Oh, great! How much is this going to be that he's going to try to sell it to us?"
Uh huh.
Almost $4,000.
You said okay. Nope, we can't afford that at all.
Yeah,
I'm not going to waste your time. Why would you waste your time? I'd be wasting your time at this point.
Yeah. Well, that was 2 hours later.
Oh, God. He was there at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Still trying to sell you.
Yeah.
Oh, timeshare. You got timeshared, bro.
We did. We really did.
Timeshared. Yeah, you did.
So
what is the thing that you got? Is it like, did he just left it with you? And it's like, he's legit, it's free?
He
just gave it away?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's hilarious.
My God. But like, he's doing it, and like, we see all this junk getting pulled into it. We have it running all day, and Aaron like looks at the water in it, and it's like perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did he just like scam us? Did he switch it out and not show us? But
as far as what do you mean? I'm sorry, I'm not following.
It's supposed to pull like dust and stuff out of the air.
Oh, and nothing,
collected
in
the water. Yeah.
Okay, got it, collected in the water, and your water's clear. Oh no. Okay.
I go.
That's hilarious.
Maybe the big system did such a good job last night that there's nothing left in the air.
Yeah, there's always stuff in the air, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So we took it up into our room.
Yeah. 2 hours though. Oh my God.
We took it up into our room last night and used it in the room. I'm like, well, let me see how it does with my sleeping. I get to the gym this morning and my asthma is worse than normal.
Well, maybe your body's so accustomed to having some of the particulates in the air.
That maybe.
Not the best for you, I guess, but it's just been accustomed to it. You're like, the air's too clean. The air's too clean now. I can't handle this.
Take a few weeks for me to get used to it.
Oh, my God. Jay, what were you doing? I could have told you not to do that. You guys are so funny.
I mean, if this thing...
I think your wife was being too nice. I think she was trying to be nice to somebody is what I think happened.
Maybe.
Or was it really just something you guys were like... Your allergies get so bad, you're just trying to find any solution to it?
My allergies get pretty bad.
Okay.
So we did look online. We could find a similar type system for less than half the price.
$4,000. That guy's smoking crack.
if we would have done it last night, we would have got it for $3,300.
Oh, my God. You knocked. I'll tell you what I do for you.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, I'm glad you guys didn't get scammed out of anything. It just cost you a couple hours of your life, and you'll survive.
So yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
In a couple hours, we neglected the kids, too.
Of course. Oh, well, whatever. That's hilarious. All right. So, okay. So, do we have actual topics?
Really? I didn't...
Just kind of wing it.
Just kind of winging it. I did go to that con last weekend.
That's right. You need to talk about that. What'd you pick up for me? Did you get me anything?
No. Yeah, I know. So doing the con a couple years ago with my buddies is a lot different than doing it with my kids.
Okay.
Because
how so?
Because I would get a 3-day pass and I would go the first day and just kind of check everything out, walk around, get a lay of the land. We'd only spend a couple hours there and then we'd go out drinking. Mm-hmm. Day two, I hit all the vendors hard. I digging through boxes and seeing what I can find and just checking out everything. And I usually buy quite a bit. And then on Sunday, I go back and just try to find deals.
Uh-huh.
I bring the kids. It's like Will wants to stop at every booth that has Star Wars, Transformers, just action figures, and he wants to dig through all of them. Well, Kaylee wants to go find all the artsy stuff and fantasy books, and and the Madeline's looking for Batman stuff. So it's like, Will starts looking. The other two are like, come on, let's keep going. I'm like, give him a minute. Get to the next booth, more toys. All right, give him a minute, let him look. And then we get to a booth for Kaylee, and then Will's like, come on, let's go. I'm like, can we just all be patient? I haven't looked at anything yet. So I barely get a look at anything when I go at this point. But I think a lot of the trades I look for aren't there like they were a few years ago.
Yep.
So.
Well, the deals aren't there. At least, well, like you said, on Sunday. Sunday's the day they don't want to travel home with all their stuff. I get that. So.
They
have to wait for Sunday. But the problem is by Sunday, a lot of it, the stuff that you might actually want would be gone by then. Because guys just start picking stuff up. So. It's catch 22.
There used to be a lot more people that would just set up boxes of trades and post like $5 a trade on them.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find very many of them. There's one guy that's always there. He's always got $5 trades. So I ended up walking away with Ta-Nehisi Coates, Black Panthers, Volume 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to pick up his whole run eventually.
Yeah.
I picked up his Captain America Volume 3 because I already had the first two. I picked up The Wake by Scott Snyder and Sean Murphy. Kind of a sci-fi horror one.
Yep. I read a little bit of that. I didn't get a chance to... I don't think it was just one trade, though. I thought it continued on for more than that, if I remember correctly.
It was a 10-issue limited series from Vertigo.
Yep, I think I have that on digital comic is what I have.
Yeah.
I just don't have the second part of it, I think. I'd have to go back and look. It wasn't memorable enough for me to tell you... Like, it wasn't bad to the point I'm going to tell you that was bad, but it also wasn't memorable for me to tell you, you're going to love it kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'd have to try to reread it kind of thing.
It's like evil mermaids attacking.
Yep, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so the first part was like modern day, they discover them, and then the second part is in the future where they've kind of taken over the world.
Oh, okay.
So it was a solid read. I already knocked that one out. And then the last one I got was The Old Guard, Tales Through Time.
Okay.
It's Rucka book, but he didn't do all the stories in it. It's one of those one, like Image has a thing where the creator does the main story and then they do side stories where they do some of them and then they have other creators come in.
Okay.
So like there's two Black Hammer books that are that way where Lemire didn't write any of them, but other people did. So like Colin Bunn has a story in one of them and I can't even think of who else has written, but it's like, hey, bring in my buddies and they're going to write a little bit of this for me.
Okay.
I haven't gotten to that one yet either. But since we only spent a day there and that's the only thing I bought, I had extra money. So we went to Estiel Comics the next day and I had a small haul from there too.
Okay.
So I spent $16 and picked up 6 books.
Nice. That's a good haul right there.
Yeah. So I got Volume 1 of God Country to knock that off my book club reading list.
Mm-hmm.
That was $6. Everything else was $2.
Oh, wow.
I got The Cape. It's a Joe Hill IDW book. It's a hardcover, too.
Oh, whoa. Okay, cool.
So excited about reading that. Nailbiter, Josh Williamson Image book. I think it's kind
of heard of it.
Horror-based, too.
Yep, horror-based? Yep, I've heard of that. Yeah. I really wanted to read that, actually.
Yeah, so I'll read that one. I'll let you know how it is. And then I got the full series of Middle West by Scotty Young.
Oh, okay. He usually does kid books. So what's this one?
Well, he's known for doing those like kid prints of Marvel superheroes. This one is like a fantasy series he's done.
Oh, okay.
Middle West is the town where this kid lives in, and he lives with his single dad, and him and his dad get into it, and the dad turns into some kind of demon, and he runs away.
Okay.
So I've only gotten an issue into the first trade. So I'm curious to see where it goes. But it's okay. 3 trades. I figured it for $2 a piece, not bad.
Yeah.
So, but
it saves you a trip to the library to return it for free.
Yeah.
That's all it's related. So that's cool.
Yeah. I did get a few things signed, too. I did not get Chris Claremont.
You did not get the Claremont.
No.
What happened?
Lines.
Okay. That's way too long.
Yeah. And that was the same thing with last year, and I'm really kicking myself. I should have just said.
You should have. This was the move. Every kid was complaining. So you leave one kid in line with a cell phone.
Yeah.
So they can call you. And then you take the other two and you wander around. And then you go, okay, you're done wandering. I'm going to replace you with this kid. Then I'm going to take that kid and then walk around. You had placeholders, man. Come on now. They're strategy.
Yeah. Highlight, though, was we got to meet Mark Wade.
Oh, cool.
Completely blanked on the fact that he did... crap, what's the Justice League story? Tower of Babel.
Tower of Babel. Oh, you could have had him sign it.
I know.
You didn't bring it, though, did you?
No, I brought a flash trade, Return to Barry Allen.
A flash. Okay, cool.
So Will was excited. He did a story in Flash 900, I think.
Okay.
So he got him to sign that. He was pretty excited.
Nice. How much was he charging?
He was free. What? He would do one book for free.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So,
nice of him. Awesome.
So we also got a copy of Champions Number 1 signed by him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
He seems like such a nice, genuine guy. Like, on all the documentaries I see him on, he seems like the most nerdy, like, I love comics, this is my life, and he just seems so genuine about it.
Yeah.
He really likes it, so.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
And then, like, I mean, Colin Bunn's there every year. He signed a Deadpool book for me.
Okay.
The guy that did the art on the Robin's book that came out last year, I don't know if you've seen it.
Okay.
He was there.
Wasn't it like manga or a manga like?
No, not really.
I'm trying to remember what it was like. I mean, I heard of it. I'm aware of it. Yes, but I just don't remember it.
Yeah, it was. I think Tim Seeley wrote it.
Okay.
So I got to watch for him at some point to get him to sign it too. Andy Park was there. He signed Quick Stops number 2 because he did that issue.
Mm-hmm.
So if I ever meet Kevin Smith, I can get him to sign it.
Nice.
In the stack of other stuff that I've gotten other people to sign but him.
Everything but him? Yeah. Well,
And then I got Amanda Connor to sign the Prode.
You brought that with you.
I did.
That's hilarious.
That's the only thing I could find. She signed a couple Harley Quinn things for Madeline, so.
Okay.
Madeline got Rick Burchett, too, on a couple Harley books. Since he did all the animated stuff.
So no Conflu, though. You guys didn't come back with any Conflu. So
nope.
That's a success.
Yeah.
That's something to be awesome, really happy about. No Conflu. What about cosplay? Good cosplay?
Yeah, there's solid cosplay.
Okay.
Trying to think.
Was our Star Wars guy there that always dressed up? He looks
no.
Like the Force Ghost?
I did not see him, no.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing really stuck out. They have some really cool setups, though, right when you get in. So they have Boba Fett's little throne room, which was Jabba's throne room.
Okay.
So they have a guy up there in a Boba Fett in cosplay that just sits there and takes pictures with people. So Will got a picture with him.
Nice.
And then they had the Emperor's throne room on the Death Star with an Emperor sitting in it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you guys get one with that?
Will did, yeah.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so and then... Any panels, any worthwhile panels that you might have wanted to stop? I know you didn't because you were too busy just walking the floor, but were there any big panels they were supposed to have there?
They had all kinds of panels. Like, they had a Scream panel. Kaylee probably would have liked to have seen that, but I don't know if it was on what day it was on. I didn't really even look at what panels were there until after we were done.
That would have been pretty cool, to be honest. Scream would have been a cool one.
Yeah. We were so busy just looking at stuff that we didn't even go and walk through all the celebrity signing stuff.
That's one of my favorite parts. We walked through the celebrity part going, I'm never going to pay to meet you, but I just want to see that you're there and I can just see you in person. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Did they close down the bathroom for any celebrity? That's so much fun. That's the part that makes me laugh every time they do that.
Yeah.
Dude, come on.
Not that I know of.
Any nerd fights? Did you see any nerd fights?
I did not see nerd fights.
Oh, those are always the best. Oh, man. Toy haul. What's the best toy haul we had?
Will got... He got Wrecker from The Bad Batch. And he talked the guy down from $20 to $15.
Nice. He's learned well. Good job.
Oh,
price for anything.
He never does. He negotiates with everybody there.
You got a bundle. You got a bundle, dude.
Yeah.
The bundling.
We got a bunch of minifigs, and I got real pissed because I left them on the kitchen counter the next day when we were home. Aaron and I went to church, and in the middle of church, I get a picture from one of the kids that the dog got up on the counter and took my Deadpool and chewed his arm off and ate his swords and chewed up his backpack.
Bruh. No. Minifigs are expensive, too. At least, what, usually five a pop, if not more. Which one you get.
We spent $60 on them and got like 14 of them.
But nothing to be ashamed. I love minifigs. I'm a huge minifig guy, so don't worry about that.
That was between four of us as well. So
yeah, sure. So hold on, let me see. Okay, so go down your list of minifigs. What we got? What about some of the ones that
I got a Deadpool and a Batman. That was it.
That was all you had. Okay.
Yeah.
The one that's into horror. What'd she get horror wise? She had to gotten a horror minifig.
Oh, she got a couple Stranger Things ones. Okay. I want to say she got a Pennywise.
Yep. Emma's got a Pennywise. She's got one. She doesn't have the one from the TV series. She's got one from the movie.
Yeah.
That's what she has.
Like, yeah. I don't remember what else she got. Madeline got all DC characters, mostly Batman stuff.
Yeah. I need some Green Lantern. I need my Green Lantern stuff. I need to probably just get, I have my Daredevil collection, right?
Yeah.
I think I want to get every variation of Daredevil I can get to finish that one. I'm sure there's some Nightwing stuff I'd like to get.
Yeah.
I'd like to get a Captain America just to have one, I think.
Yeah.
I don't have any Wolverines. Did you guys get any Wolverine stuff?
I didn't. Will's already got one or two.
He's got one or two. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, it's fun. It's always fun to see the minifigs and see what they've kind of made that's not licensed. I always love the non-licensed stuff. Yeah, that's always fun. So,
yeah.
All right. $60 on minifigs. That's not bad when it's between four of you. Not bad at all. Less than $20 a person. That's really good, actually. So,
I mean, it came down to like $3.50 a figure or something.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's really good price then.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of him. But here's the problem I always have with Will, though, is I always worry about him because I'm always worried he's going to, he gets excited, right?
Yeah.
And I'm always worried he's going to go and buy the first thing that he wants because we did that one time.
Yep.
And I'm like, dude, no, don't do that. You got to walk. You got to walk first.
He's learned. He keeps track of where he needs to go back to.
Good. See, so he's becoming one of us.
Yes. Yeah.
Learning the ways of the con. I like that, too. We're learning the ways of the con. I love it.
I just wish we had a decent one here.
Yeah, I know.
Like this weekend is QuadCon here, and it's okay. It wasn't terribly expensive to get into, $5 or $10 per person. Mm-hmm. But I think it's usually the same people. So like STL Comics will be there, and Comic Relief and Bugs. Yeah,
they never give good deals. There's never a reason to go. If there's the same price as in the store, why am I going to go pay the same price to go to your store for free?
Yeah.
No, give me the deals. This is where you go to a con. The reason for the con is to, one, meet the creators, two, see the independent artists. I still love doing that.
Yeah.
I still love getting, you know, prints from them if I ever find something that blows me away. The toy deals, obviously, those are always fun.
Yeah.
But the point of going to a con, you pay your money, and then this is where they're supposed to be giving guys deals and moving inventory to turn inventory over.
Yeah.
Turn your inventory over. They just don't. They just refuse to move their prices. So I'm like, all right, I'm here at the con. I'm in the mood to want to get something. You're not going to budge on your prices. I could just go to Amazon and find a used copy for like $2.
Yeah.
Now it sucks because I'll have to pay for the shipping, but overall net from the net price, I'll probably still end up better going through Amazon, but I'd rather support a guy that I'm here seeing in front of me with cash that he doesn't have to report. Don't you want the cash to not have to put it on your taxes?
Yep.
Give me the deal. But no, they don't. They're awful at it. These guys just don't. I don't know how they do it. I'm talking this way, but they're in the business. They've been in it a long time. They know what they're doing, but
yeah,
it's just my feelings of how it should go, but it just doesn't seem to work that way anymore. It really doesn't.
Yeah, they will have a few deals there. I got a couple books last time we went. So, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see what's going on Sunday. We might stop by there.
Okay. So, all right. So, con was a good time. That's always fun.
Yeah.
No nerd fights. One day, sometimes that's enough. You know, sometimes you don't want to overdo the con. So, what about con food? Did you pay for con food?
No, we left and went to a Chipotle that was nearby.
Oh, you're in KC. What are you doing? You're in KC.
Well, Aaron and her sister took us, and Okay. I actually had one of my nephews with me too. We weren't going to do the actual con food there, but we had to be within walking distance because they drove around and went shopping and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but you're in case you got to go get barbecue, dude.
I thought about it, but I have four kids with me, one of them with a gluten allergy, so we're kind of limited on what we could do.
Okay, I hear you. Okay.
So,
all right, successful trip. You guys made it back alive. You didn't kill any of your kids because they were annoying you. That's always good. That means it went well.
Yeah.
All right, good times. Okay, so what topics do you have on the docket for this evening?
So you sent me something that I had already seen, but it was pretty interesting. Marvel fired the creator of X-Men 97 right before it came out.
Yeah, so I'm curious, what did he do to get fired? Have you found anything that will give you some more details?
There hasn't been much that came out, but there was speculation that he did the first draft of Blade, one they didn't like.
Which Mahershala Ali almost walked off the project because of it.
But yes.
Then I guess they did a rewrite. Now he's back on the project, apparently, right?
Yeah, and he's had input on the rewrite from what I've heard.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just kind of crappy timing.
It makes me worried for what kind of show are we about to get.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And that's supposed to hit
pretty soon.
Next? Yeah. Okay. I thought it was this week or next, to be honest. I thought like the 20th, I think is what I saw. So wait, today's the 14th, right?
Yeah.
So I make it next week. Okay. I thought that's what I saw.
Yeah. I'm looking real quick if I can find it.
Yeah. It was reported by Nerd Informant. What a website.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going out to see if there's anything. Yeah, nothing recent about it, so.
Okay. So, all right. Let me see here. That was the one thing I sent you, and then the other thing I thought was more interesting than that, to be honest with you. But it seems like X-Men all the time right now, because then the next thing was, I guess, the new writing crew, because I guess the world of Hickman is done. Where Hickman's moved on from X-Men, obviously. He finished his run.
Yeah, he finished with Inferno.
Okay.
And so it's been a couple years. And so they've been kind of just cruising along in the Krakoa era. And right now they're finishing up with The Fall of the House of X.
Yep.
And then there was a second one. I don't remember what it was called, though. But it's just like the beginning of it. They have House of X and Powers of X, or Powers of 10. They're doing the same thing to end it, and then they're going into the new books. Jed McKay is writing X-Men. Al Ewing is writing Exceptional X-Men. And I guess it's Gail Simone that's writing Uncanny.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which Marquez, I'm a big fan of Marquez as an artist. I like his work. I like his work on Ultimate Spidey.
Yeah. And then they announced the secondary books, which are Phoenix, X-Factor, Storm, NYX, X-Force, and Wolverine. And I like the X-Factor, X-Force, and Wolverine logos because those are the original, like, 90s logos they used.
Okay. So we're trying to go back. We're going to kind of make this a 90s thing where you got X-Men 97 coming out as a cartoon, kind of try to sync up with that, make it a popular, try to hit on that nostalgia, I guess, back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And then Nyx, wasn't that a Laura book?
That's where she was introduced. It was she was in the second series, I believe. The first one dealt with like a group of runaways. Okay. Who wrote that? I think it was Marjorie Liu.
Okay.
I read the first series. It was really good. It's something I wanted to go back and revisit all of and see how Laura was introduced.
Okay. And then, do we need a solo Phoenix book? Do we need a solo Storm book?
Storm has been leading a book probably for the last 2 years, year or two. I don't know. I'm behind, so I don't know what the numbering's at right now. But she's probably been one of the best characters in the Krakoa era.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's some guys are saying I'm missing the Krakoa already just for the graphic design alone. This is all literally just going backwards 30 years. So what's funny, first comment on the thing, glad to see the classic logos are coming back. Next comment, I'm missing the Krakoa because I hate this stuff. We're just going back to the stuff that it already was. You'll never please X-Men fans. No one's ever happy at the same time. You know what I mean? Everyone has you know, complain about something. So. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just how fandom is in general right now, with no matter what the property is.
Yeah, I'm going to read the one with Beast. I miss good Hank. So maybe they're having a retro, or they're going to retrofit Hank to not be so evil now?
I guess. I don't know. He's, the point I'm at, I believe he's captured after going rogue.
No,
so.
Spoilers. No spoilers.
No, I'm not spoiling it. I know.
I know he goes evil. I just don't want to know how he goes evil and what happens after he's evil. But I'll leave that lie. Because mind you, I think I have about 10 years worth of books to catch.
Yeah.
Try to even get anywhere near this. I'm almost thinking, Jay, you're going to probably have to tell me what to skip. Just tell me what not to worry about and maybe just start with Hickman's run. Am I going to miss too much?
No. I think if you start with Hickman's run, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Well,
because I did.
I love not missing stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss stuff. But the problem is there's so many X-Men books. There's just so much I'm behind on. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah.
You know, as far as picking what to not read versus what to put in there, you know?
Yeah. And
such a noob. That's such a noob complaint, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm not at all. It's just there's just so much material to go through. There really is.
Well, and the stuff that was right before Hickman was kind of lackluster. I wasn't enjoying it.
Okay, give me your non-spoiler reviews of these following titles.
Okay.
On my list here. So Generation X. Does that sound familiar?
There was the original one with Banshee and Emma Frost is the
here's where my reading list is starting.
Okay.
I went all the way back to X-Men Gold. When they did X-Men Gold, X-Men Blue.
Okay. Oh, so okay, yeah.
So that's Generation X. So
yeah.
How far behind am I? How many years is that to try to catch up on?
Well, that's not like 90s where Jim Lee 5 cover.
Correct. No, that's not
okay.
All that bad.
Okay.
Because then
so,
like,
no.
On my list, it's like all new Wolverine Volume 4, Old Man Logan Volume 5. Like the Old Man Logan books. So we're going back that far.
So Old Man Logan is right after Secret Wars.
Yeah. So what year are we talking, you think?
At 20 what? Secret Wars like 2015?
All right. So there you go. Let's just use that. You don't have to be spot on. So that's 9 years, right?
Yeah.
So I said it's a decade worth of books trying to get caught up on. Because then you got X-Men. Okay, let's see. Old Man Logan, Volume 6. I'm trying to find here. Okay, but see, here's what's crazy, though. You go from Old Man Logan, Volume 6 to Weapon X, Generation X, Volume 2. Then that's when you hit House of X and Powers of X.
Okay.
But it feels like I'm skipping so much to get to that point.
Well, there's some event stuff in there, but I don't think you really need any of it. The Age of X-Man.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because here, no, I forgot. I got X. Let's see what I miss here. Like, there's some Cable, Volume 1, Empire, X-Men, Dawn of X, which I don't know if that's after. I might be reading out of order here.
All this stuff is after Hickman launches.
Oh, that's after Hickman?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think as long as I get the Hickman stuff, because I think that's the most important stuff to get to,
yeah,
to be honest. Okay. So I'll get there eventually. But yeah, I got about a decade's worth of books I'd have to get caught up on while also trying to read everything else that I want to read.
Which yeah.
It's going to be impossible. I don't know. I don't even.
Yep. And then once you get past House of X and Powers of X, it's kind of pick or choose what you want to do.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's some really good books, and then there's some really bad books.
Yeah. So, but you are looking forward to this new lineup, it sounds.
I'm curious. I want to see how this era ends and how they go into the next era.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I'd be most interested in the main three books, the X-Men, Exceptional X-Men, and Uncanny X-Men. X-Force, maybe, and then Wolverine. He's always got interesting stuff going on. But
yeah.
He's always in every book, so you're not going to miss anything if you don't read the solo book.
Yeah. I'm wondering what they're going to do with X-Factor, because there have been so many different versions of it. Are they going to go back to the investigation side of it with that Peter David did? Because that was a great book.
Mm-hmm.
Or were they the government agents? Or when they're mutant investigators? Like, well, I guess the original version of them, they were kind of mutant investigators, but people didn't know they were mutants. They would be called in to like deal with mutant threats, and then they would help the mutants.
Yeah. Well, all I know is that eventually I'd love to get caught up on that, and I really, really want to read on Hickman's next thing, which was the Ultimate Invasion, and start getting caught up on this Ultimate Universe stuff. It sounds like Spidey's knocking it out of the park, like it should.
Yeah.
And then, how are the reviews on the Black Panther book? And then you said the X-Men book. Well, how'd you like the Black Panther book?
I like the Black Panther book. I'm tempted to keep picking it up, but it's just going to get too costly to try to get everything I want to get. And I'm already paying $10 for the app. So,
were there any other Ultimate titles that are supposed to be hidden?
It was supposed to be those three. And I think they're going to do some kind of Avenger book, but I haven't heard.
Okay. Oh, just bring back Ultimates.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know the details on that, if they said they're going to do it yet or not, but
okay.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And the other big topic that we would need to discuss to keep up with the times and not be behind on every single thing at all times would be the Oscars.
Yeah.
Let me pull something up here.
Okay.
Maybe we put up 2024 Oscars, I guess.
2024
Oscars. Well, any surprises that you could, that anything, there was no big news. There's no Will Smith slapping somebody.
No,
moment,
they so did forget
fun like that.
They did forget Lance Riddick in the RIP section.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, damn, what's up with that?
That's, I know,
straight up hate, man. That's not cool. Not cool.
I mean, the guys in John Wick and The Wire in Fringe.
Yeah. Well, now, mind you, Wire for it, that's TV, not movies.
True.
So I don't know how prolific his movie career was, per se, but the guys, you just put him in there because of all the other stuff. I mean, yes, the John Wick stuff and the TV stuff's amazing, but also, I mean, this guy, he did video game voiceover work, right? I mean, he was all over the place as far as an entertainer goes.
Yeah.
And I think it was kind of crappy that they didn't put him on there. Really, really crappy.
So. I just don't know how they forget people, because it seems like every year there's somebody big that they forget.
I know, man. I know. So, all right, let's go down the list here, shall we?
Okay.
I've got the Oscar website pulled up.
So we'll just say Oppenheimer.
Well, no. Here, what's funny is it doesn't even start with movie. It starts off with actor and leading role. So Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer.
Yeah. One.
Do you feel that he robbed it from anybody else that was listed here? You had Bradley Cooper, Coleman Domingo for Rustin. I'd never even heard of the movie Rustin. Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, which he was amazing in that. If it had been any other year where it wasn't Oppenheimer, I'm curious what Giamatti would he have won.
Yes.
Except I haven't seen American Fiction with Jeffrey Wright, which I'm hearing that's a pretty awesome movie in itself.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. I really want to see it.
Okay. And then next up is supporting actor Robert Downey Jr. I think,
not surprised,
he was great in the role. He was really, really good. Not going to say he wasn't, but it wasn't like it was the biggest role ever, right?
Yeah.
But I think this is more a celebration of him. This wasn't an award maybe just for the role alone. It was just more like, hey, we're going to celebrate this guy because everything he's done with his Marvel work, his other stuff he's done in between. Like, I think I've seen The Judge. I could have swore I've seen that movie, but I heard that movie's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
And he's got some other stuff that he's really good in, right?
And he's been nominated, twice before?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'd have to pull that up.
I know he was nominated for Chaplin back, early 90s.
And that was amazing.
Yes.
I thought he was amazing in Chaplin. So I think, I don't know if he won it just for Oppenheimer, or was this just like, hey, let Oppenheimer win just about everything because of how amazing that movie was.
Or if it was his Denzel moment, winning it for a movie he shouldn't have because he didn't win it for where he should have.
I don't know, man. You're talking to the wrong guy about that, because I think Training Day is a masterpiece. I love Training Day. Really think it's an incredible film.
Yeah,
he was awesome in it.
He was, but that's not typically your Oscar type of movie that someone would win Best Actor for. And I think
I think it's changing. I think that's changing as we see. It's changing for reasons. I'll say it like that.
But the thing was, they were making up for him not getting it for Malcolm X.
I get that too. Yeah, I can see that for sure. But who won it that year when he didn't win for Malcolm X? Wasn't that 92?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Something like that, yeah.
Somewhere in the 90s, right? I could have swore that was the year that Daniel Day-Lewis won. Wasn't that for My Left Foot or something like that?
Could have been here.
While you look that up, though, he won it over Sterling K. Brown, De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon, which I still have not. I started it, never went back to it. Still need to watch it. Gosling and Barbie, and I'm not a Barbie guy. I don't think I'll ever get around to watching Barbie. And then Mark Ruffalo and Poor Things. And oh boy, does Jen have a review about Poor Things, because she watched it and I didn't. Man, yeah. Does she not like Poor Things. She is not a fan of that movie. And I go, because I know who directed that, and that director is garbage, but that's just me being who I am about that director. I'm not a fan.
Yeah. 1992.
I'm pretty good. All right, who won that year, though?
That's what I'm checking.
That was the year of Unforgiven, so that's Clint Eastwood's year, and you had Tom Cruise with A Few Good Men.
Let's see. Let's see. Anthony Hopkins won for
Silence. Oh no, wait.
Let me go to 90. I think in 93.
That's 91. That could have been
that was the 92 Academy Awards, which for the 91 movies. So I'm looking at 93.
Gotcha.
So yes, best actor. It doesn't.
See, what's going to make our podcast go to the next level, Jay, is we're going to have a producer that looks this stuff up for us.
Yeah, someone so we can keep talking. Okay, the winner was Al Pacino for Sin of a Woman.
Okay, and then I get that.
And
right?
He beat
I kinda get that.
Robert Downey Jr., Clint Eastwood for Unforgiven, Stephen Ray for Crying Game, and Denzel for Malcolm X.
Ah, man. Malcolm X should have won that year. Yeah. I mean, he was incredible. Sin of a Woman, he was incredible.
Yeah.
It is a great performance.
Yes, it is.
It's not like he lost it for a performance that just definitely didn't deserve to win.
Like Shakespeare in Love.
Well, I'm not even going to start on that one. Here's the thing: Shakespeare in Love is actually an incredible movie.
It really
is a good movie.
But it's no Saving Private Ryan.
It is not. That was ridiculous, and the Academy should apologize for that. Just go, we're going to strip that movie of this and give it back to the people that deserved it.
Yeah.
Let's see. So Emma Stone won for Poor Things again. Jen, not a fan. Doesn't understand why she won it. Annette Bening for Naiad. Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon. Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall. And Carey Mulligan for Maestro. Haven't seen enough to give my opinion on it, but I just know that Jen did not like Poor Things.
Yeah.
All right. Best Supporting Actress, Divine Joy Randolph for our movie The Holdovers. We love that. I'm okay with that.
Yes,
I'm really
too.
Okay with that. She was incredible. Emily Blunt was really good in Oppenheimer, so well worth the nomination. Daniel Brooks for Color Purple, America Ferrera Barbie, and Jodie Foster Naiad. I don't know enough about this Naiad movie to say one thing or another about it.
It's on something streaming. I've seen it out there. Just hasn't pulled my attention.
Same. All right, best animated feature, The Boy and the Heron.
Know nothing about it.
Yeah. It beat out Elemental, which Emmy loves that one, so she really likes that. Nimona, Robot Dreams, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And I'll just say Spider-Man should have won because I like Spider-Man better.
Well,
because I should.
Shameik Moore, who voices Miles, went into a rant about it and then had to apologize later.
No, he shouldn't have.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have. It was an incredible movie. They should have won, but whatever. We have to apologize all the time now, right? Let's see. Oppenheimer won for cinematography. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I don't
either. See the other movies, but Oppenheimer was just it deserved to win everything it got.
Yeah.
So let's see. Not going to worry about that. Christopher Nolan winning for Oppenheimer. That's a big duh.
Yeah.
Zone of Interest sounds... I think Zone of Interest is your movie. That sounds right up your alley. You should look into that one. I think you'd like that a lot.
Okay.
I'm not going to worry about the documentary, but because I usually try to go back and watch the documentary, all of them that got nominated.
Yeah.
But I know nothing about them. And then the rest is just your normal other kind of like early in the show winners and whatnot. I do like the fact that Oppenheimer won for Best Music. I love that score. Let's see. Okay, so the song by Billie Eilish, did that deserve to win the best song of the year from Barbie?
Did it? I don't know. I don't know what the song is.
Yeah, it says, What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish for the Barbie movie. Was that a good song?
I don't know. I don't remember it.
You don't remember it?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Flamin' Hot. Oh, there's the song from Flamin' Hot. You saw that.
Yeah.
Something called Fire Inside. That was nominated. I'm Just Ken, which was the thing that one guy Gosling saying at the show. It never went away from American Symphony. I don't even know that movie.
No clue.
Wazahazi, a song for my people from Killers of the Flower Moon.
Hmm.
And then here we go. Winner for Best Picture obviously was Oppenheimer. Yeah. You have any problems with Oppenheimer winning?
I do not. Holdovers was a close second.
Would it have shocked you if Holdovers would have won?
It probably would have.
Just, I think so too.
Just with all the hype for Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer wasn't hype. It earned all the accolades. I mean, as you can see, it earned all the accolades. It was that good of a movie. Oppenheimer was just that incredible. The thing with Christopher Nolan is, what is he doing? Man, how's he going to keep this up for as long as he's been doing it?
Well,
every single thing is just incredible.
Yeah.
Very few misses. And even if they're misses, it's just like missed by not much, to be honest with you.
So my question, though, about the awards, Barbie was nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay. There was no story that was based on. It was all created
by Mattel, right?
No.
For the toy.
No, it was all by the director, Greta Grunberg.
Greta Gerwig, or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, that was a totally original story she did.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know why it went into adapted.
Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer for you. I was trying to go back for director and even see if she was nominated.
I don't believe she was.
Don't think so either. What's up with that? How do you get nominated for Best Picture but not to get the director in there?
I don't know. And there were people that were upset about it.
Because I see Anatomy of a Fall, Catch Flower Moon, Poor Things with your boy, Yorgos Lanthimos. That's your boy, not mine.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. And then Jonathan Glazer for Zone of Interest. But no Greta Gerwig. Interesting. Yeah. That makes no sense to me.
No. For a critical movie like that, too. Like, that got a lot of hype, too, right around the same time as Oppenheimer. And I think it even outdid it in the box office, but that could have been partially because of runtime.
Here's the thing. I have an issue with this as well. Oh, visual effects. Godzilla Minus One.
Yes.
Day One. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Okay, I get that. Yeah. Oh, Mission Impossible. I'm telling you, train scene for Mission Impossible. Yep. I still need to see Napoleon. I wonder what's up with Napoleon. No love for Napoleon at all. I guess it's a crap movie.
That I haven't heard much good about it.
I mean, what, have you heard bad?
I heard it's like slow and very dry.
Okay. You'll have to see. I know it's on Apple. I know that. Writing original screenplay, adapted screenplay, American Fiction, Barbie was nominated, written by Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach. Original screenplay was Anatomy of a Fall. That's what won. How does Oppenheimer not win Best Adapted Screenplay? Explain that one to me.
I don't know.
That. I don't get it, but whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, there's your Oscar update for 2024. Oppenheimer. I'm sorry. I get it's so funny when they talk about Barbenheimer because I guess they opened the same weekend or what. There's a reason why they put those two words together to talk about it.
Right? If they didn't come out the same weekend, it was right there by each other.
Okay. I'm sorry. Oppenheimer is what a film is. Barbie and Oppenheimer should not even be in the same world. They just shouldn't. I'm so sorry. I just can't get on board with Barbie being anywhere in the same vicinity.
They came out the same weekend. Film.
How Barbie got nominated for a Best Picture when you have a movie like Oppenheimer. They're two opposite ends of the spectrum. I'm so sorry. They're not anywhere close. They're just not. I don't get it. I know it's 2024. I get it. Empowerment. Good message. I get it. But I'm sorry. When you watch a movie like Oppenheimer, Barbie's not in the same universe. It's just not. It's nowhere near it.
No, but that...
Quality film. Come on, man.
This is part of the reason they expanded how many films are nominated, though. For Best Picture, because they wanted to include the
Best Entertainment. Well, then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 should have been nominated for Best Picture.
Probably should have.
Yeah, okay.
Especially in a year when a lot of movies underperformed. Because I'm looking at the calendar right now. The weekend before, Mission Impossible came out. No one
saw it.
Yep.
And actually, it's a good movie. It's not a bad movie. No one went to go see it.
Two weeks before
I would say this.
And 2 weeks before that was Indiana Jones.
I need to see if I can find sound real quick.
Yeah.
Film editing, short film. And there's always a sound one, right? Like sound.
Yeah, there usually is.
Production design, short film, sound. Okay. Movie that one was Zone of Interest. I will not say, it, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But the fact that Oppenheimer didn't win sound, I'm so upset that I didn't get to see it in the theater to get the sound.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
no.
I mean?
Yeah. When that bomb goes off?
Yep. Yep. So, but hey, I guess it's still too long of a show. I guess it went really, really long. I didn't watch any of it. I don't know if you did.
No.
I know the big controversy coming out of it was Jimmy Kimmel poking fun at Robert Downey Jr. for a little bit too long. Like, one joke was good, but he kept going back to the punching bag joke about his past.
Yeah.
I heard there was some controversy about that. And I'm just not the biggest Kimmel fan these days, so
they did a good thing with John Cena where he came out
naked. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
It was funny.
What was that for, though?
He came out
or something like
yeah,
that?
He came out for best costume design.
Oh, okay. Well, look at Cena coming out naked. All right. Whatever.
Yeah. He wasn't really. He had nude color underwear on or something, but
hey, he's got the physique to do it. I mean, yeah, you can do it. You might as well go do it, right?
Yeah. The other highlight was Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger coming out together.
I have an issue with that because Arnold didn't fight Michael Keaton. Batman.
No, he didn't.
Was George Clooney in the audience?
Yep.
Was he there?
Probably not.
Was he there? Probably not. Oh, okay.
So, but they're like, they come out and they're like, it's pretty obvious why we're up here together. And then like, we both fought Batman. Everyone is expecting, oh, twins.
Twins, yeah, exactly. Are they doing a Twins remake or something like that? Is that supposed to be happening? Or like,
I don't,
a sequel or like anything like that?
No clue.
Okay.
Right. Kind of hope not.
Same. Yeah, no, don't need it. So, but all right. Look at that. Let's go ahead. Let's skip to homework because I do have to get running here in a little bit.
All right. I don't have a whole lot. I do have, I finished Succession today.
Oh, we need a deeper dive on that, Jay. We need more time. Save it for next episode.
Okay.
Save that for next episode. And don't let it wait till, you know, yeah, don't let that. We got to get that to the earlier in the episode.
Yeah, well, I got to sit and digest.
Non-in-depth lets you sit and digest. First reaction, is it one of the all-time favorite HBO shows, all-time favorite show? Where does that rank? Is it anywhere in the all-time favorites or not so much?
I think it's in the Mount Rushmore of HBO shows.
Okay, I was going to say, that would be a very strong statement for all-time, just your favorite shows. But as far as
HBO shows,
HBO,
yeah.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's
a classic. It's an HBO classic, right? It's right.
It is.
What you expect from HBO.
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Man, doing a Mount Rushmore of their shows, though, would be very tough.
Maybe, well, we could try. It's always fun. It had been a while, though. It had been a while since something that quality had come out, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not putting Euphoria on there. I'm not putting that as a quality show.
I haven't even watched it.
I've seen bits and pieces, but maybe I need to sit down, really give it my full attention kind of thing.
Yeah.
This is up there where when it was appointment viewing every Sunday, which I didn't. I would have hated had to do it every Sunday. I know. But every Sunday kind of, hey, when Sopranos or Wire, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's for sure. It's in the conversation for sure.
Man, okay. Kieran Culkin just killed it.
So good.
He was
everybody killed it. Jay, everybody killed it. Everybody was a great actor. Do you understand what I'm saying about Tom now? Tom is amazing. He's a horrible human being that you feel sorry for. And how does that happen? I don't know.
But Kieran Culkin was my Tyrion Lannister of that show.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That character you just wanted to hate, but you liked him no matter all the crappy stuff he did.
I know, right? So good.
Yeah.
So good. Nice. All right.
So, we watched Aquaman: The Lost Kingdom last Friday.
We did it. We watched it too.
I fell asleep.
Oh, you fell asleep?
Yeah.
It's so bad. It's not bad. It's just not good.
Yeah.
It means nothing.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay.
Yep. We started Wonka. It was meh.
Jay, we watched Wonka as well. I'm trying to keep up a little bit here.
Yeah.
No. not good at all. I was bored to tears. I was like, this is the longest movie ever, and it wasn't a 3-hour movie. It felt like a 5-hour movie.
It's one of those things, like, I don't care if I go back and finish it.
No, you'll not be missing anything. Trust me.
So, yeah, that was pretty much everything we watched.
Oh, did you go see Dune 2?
No, we still haven't.
I feel like I need to go. I don't want to miss it in the theater. I think it needs to be theater worthy because you need the sound. I think you're going to need the sound.
Yeah, we're talking about this weekend for real this time.
So, I'm sorry. Anything else?
A few trades I knocked out. Let's see. The Wake. I enjoyed that. Good kind of sci-fi, slightly horror. Mm-hmm. Solid written. Sean Murphy's art is always just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
God Country. Recommend it.
Nice.
It is so good.
Okay. Yeah.
The ending just killed me.
Mm. Okay.
I guess that was it on trades. I started reading the current Captain America run because it's written by J. Michael Straczynski.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How are you just going to graze over that? That's big news. I didn't know he came back to comics.
I didn't either.
That's a big deal to me. You know that's a huge deal to me. I love his comics, dude.
And it's a time travel story?
Wait. Issue number one just came out?
Yeah, issue number three just came out this past week on the app. So issue four is probably out on the newsstand.
Why would you not remind? I would have gone to go get issue number one.
I didn't notice. I hadn't really been paying attention to like the weekly books until the last couple weeks.
Oh, no. How is that going to cost me to get, Jay? How is it going to cost? Get on eBay. What's it going to cost?
It shouldn't be bad. I haven't heard anything about people clamoring to get it like Ultimate Black Panther.
Okay. All right.
So, and it's only four issues you're behind right now, so.
I just want the first because it's one of his. You know what I mean? I'd get the first huge, and I'll get the trade at some point.
Yeah.
What happened? What? Where has he been? What's he been doing?
I don't know.
And he just comes out of nowhere and goes, "I'm just going to do a Captain America book." Yeah. What's up with that?
I don't know. I'm not complaining.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm excited. keep going. Sorry.
I've been reading the current Iron Man run too, because the first seven issues kind of tie into the X-Men stuff, and it's on the reading order I found.
Okay.
So it's written by Jerry Duggan. It's pretty good. He's kind of
What reading order are you speaking of for X-Men?
Yeah, I found a Fall of X reading order on Reddit.
Fall of X reading order.
Yeah.
Does this take? Where does this fit into my timeline?
Towards the end of the Krakoa stuff. So this is right before the
this
Fall
of X.
This
is what I'd like to do. How busy are you tomorrow? We need to sit down. I'm not on a pod. I just need a reading order that's a good one, and we need to figure this out. Going back to where I need to go, as far as back as I need to go.
So I've been doing some reading orders and throwing them up on the website. This is the Krakoa era is one I'm going to tackle.
Okay, we got to do this. We got to figure this out.
Yeah.
I don't trust my reading order. I don't. I go to Reddit. I do the same. Reddit or Comic Book Herald, I think, is what I use.
Yeah.
For mine. So, but it changes. You go back, and they change it on you. And
yep.
It pisses me off. That means they missed something, or they took something off. I'm like, well, did I need to read it or not?
Yeah.
And
some of the stuff, the way it comes out, it's not necessarily in order either. So, like, a book that comes out 3 weeks after the book you just read actually goes before what you read.
Yeah.
So.
I need a good X-Men reading order. Don't mess with me, dude. I need my good one so I can know what I really need to read and what I don't.
Yeah.
Ah. Drives me nuts, but anyway, sorry, keep going.
So that's pretty much it. Reading Middle West right now, and then trying to figure out what to go to after that, and I'm reading for a book, I'm reading Wool. It's the first book of the Silo series.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm halfway through it. It is so good.
Right? Okay, but you didn't watch the show.
I've not watched the show yet.
Oh, God, I cannot wait for season two. I know it's supposed to be produced. I just don't know when we're supposed to see it. So.
Well, because there's only three books, so I'm assuming there's going to be three seasons.
Rebecca Ferguson in that show is so freaking good. It's not even funny, dude.
Yeah, knowing what character she played made it easier to kind of picture.
Yeah, okay.
Juliet's character.
And see, I don't even know if I would need to go back. It's already ruined. The book's ruined for me at this point, watching the show, I think. Yeah, so. Okay. As far as me, let's see. I was able to knock out. I'm just on my Batman run right now. The books are going pretty quick. When I don't have a big, large trade to read of some kind, it feels like it goes really fast.
Yeah.
But let's see. I knocked out. I don't know if I knocked out the last time we spoke. Volume 11, the Face of the Fallen, and Volume 12, City of Bane, Part 1.
Oh.
City of Bane, Part 1 is really good. I like that one a lot.
I haven't gotten to it yet. I need to, once I get caught up on X-Men, but the new 50 or the Rebirth Batman stuff is my next.
And actually, before I read that, it was Detective Volume 1 Mythology. All this ties in together. All of it kind of syncs really well together.
Okay.
It's all great. Tom King, because it was one of my own right now. In my reading order, the next book up was, bear with me one second. I don't have good light down here. I'm on my Batman Superman Volume 1. So it was the first Batman Superman book.
Okay.
And that ties in with the Batman Who Laughs. They were just kind of doing some stuff with Batman Who Laughs on that.
Yeah.
It actually also ties into Tower of Babel. Very well.
Okay.
Very well ties with Tower of Babel. Let me just knock something out real quick before I go back to my Batman thought. Peaky Blinders. Are you a Peaky Blinders watcher?
Never seen it.
Because I'm on a Cillian Murphy kick right now.
Yeah.
The guy's incredible. The show's incredible. Quick, they're long episodes, but quick to get through a season because I think a season was 6 episodes.
Okay.
Jen hates it when I had the subtitles on, but sometimes I think subtitles helps with their thick accents every now and then.
Yeah.
But the show is really good, really entertaining so far. We just have to find more time. And with my new work schedule, it's not easy to, because by the time I'm ready to watch them, she's ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work out well. But highly recommend Peaky Blinders. One of those, another, but it's a TV show and they take time. It's like I said, hour episodes. So take some time to get through it. But back to my final thoughts for the podcast, just to end up this way. Because I don't know where you're at on your Batman reading order. I guess you're up to date with Batman.
I have a big gap in what I read because I read.
Okay. So you read, but you read City of Bane, right?
No, I've not read City of Bane. Okay. No, because I only got maybe the first 20 issues of Rebirth before I stopped going to the shop for a while.
Sure.
And then once I heard Zdarsky was on it, that's right when we started going back to the shop. So.
And here's what's crazy. I'm getting to the point where I'm about to hit the Future State and Infinite Frontier books, and that's a whole different beast I'm going to have to deal with once I get there.
Yeah.
But I wanted to focus just a couple minutes before we end the episode on the Tom King run of Batman.
Okay.
And his big focus and the big controversy with him, of course, is Batman's relationship with Catwoman.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about Tom King as a writer. I don't know if you're a big fan or not. I think he's an incredible writer. And it might be because of the age. We're middle-aged men, right? And we have relationships and whatnot with our wives. Going back and reading his book, but the relationship between the Bat and the Cat, and what it means for what Batman needs to do in order to love someone.
Yeah.
Incredible work. It's. I don't get. I think I get the hate. When it comes from someone that all they want is to see the punching and the violence.
Yeah.
Versus dealing with the psychosis of Batman and knowing what it means to try to develop and grow as a person and understanding that Bruce Wayne is stunted in his emotional growth because of the trauma that he incurred. And the fact that what Tom King is trying to do with Catwoman, because she's really the catalyst for it all, and watching what he's doing with her character, trying to find this other side of Batman, or Bruce, I guess, in that sense. Just incredible. It's basically Tom King's doctorate thesis, I guess, about what it means to love someone else. And I go, if you ever want to read a book that tells you that comic books are not always just about capes, tights, fighting the bad guy, and then having some kind of trauma in your life, because they all have some kind of trauma, right? That makes them want to stand out.
Yeah.
The guy's hitting it out of the park. He hits it out of the park, and he gives you his viewpoint of, again, what it means to love someone else. And I go, And he's able to fold it in seamlessly, where I think a lot of the hate comes from people that they're like, this is not my Batman. My Batman's brooding. He kicks the crap out of people, and that's all I want to see Batman do. Instead of diving into who he is as a person and seeing that, of course, he's Batman and Bruce Wayne is the mask, right? That's what yep. we're always supposed to be told.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's trying to challenge us as readers in saying that, no, Bruce is Bruce, and Bruce deserves to have his place alongside Batman.
Yeah.
And knowing that the reason why he can't ever let go, and he'll always have the mantle, and why his war is never ending. Incredible. Incredible work, in my opinion. Really incredible work on his part.
And it's funny that you're talking about this, because Tom King's Vision has a lot of those same themes in it.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah. As far as from the family standpoint.
Yeah.
What it means to have family and what yep. family means to a person. So
yeah.
I think he's an incredible writer. I think it's a deeper book. And I think sometimes when people like, you like to be challenged on your sci-fi books and you like your yeah. challenge with Morrison. I like my challenge when it's like this and it's more applicable to me and what I can relate to.
Yeah.
I just don't think I can ever relate to Morrison's acid runs. I just can't. I think if I took acid, maybe I would.
yeah. Might get more out of it.
I might.
Yeah.
But, God, such a great book. I love his run. I don't even know where it ends, to be honest with you, because I got City of Bane Part 2 coming up pretty soon. I know he eventually taps out. I'm just not sure where his tap out happens.
I want to say he goes all the way up to Zdarsky.
Well, was King's work, did he do Joker War?
I believe he did.
Okay, so yeah, he's still got quite a bit to go then. So, and then at some point, yeah, I'll have to, I might have to update my reading order then. Because
actually,
at a certain point,
no. Tinian's in there. Tinian did Joker War.
Oh, Tinian's in there. Oh, he did. Okay, so yeah. Then King's run. His run's about to come to an end pretty quickly, which I think it's a great run.
Yeah.
One of the all timers. I think it's an all time run. I think his work with Batman and Catwoman is an all time run. I rank it up there with Snyder's. I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just as enjoyable. It's just Snyder's, man. I, it's hard to say, but I almost have to say that Snyder's run is the definitive run of our generation.
Oh, I would agree with that.
I think I have to say that. So, but that's it. That's all I had for you in regards to wanting to share that. A little bit more in depth on that. Other than that, that's all I've done. I've been watching Peaky Blinders, reading my Batman stuff, and trying to knock all that stuff as quick as I can. So, that's all I got. You got anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, man. All right, until next week, then. I'll see you.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on our website, nerdcast.com. That's NYRDCAST. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching at Nerdcast. The intro music is The Other Side by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, a Mad Dog remix made by Madeline Tierney. This week's feature track is Back to Where You Once Belonged by the Belgian band FOD.
Down and you're slowly getting up. You'll never know where that came from. You've been around, not used to being stopped. And you have just found out that some will disagree. Not everyone thinks just like you. Never mind, they must be wrong. Didn't get the point. They need you to reason why they should go